Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. I'm a fraud supervisor. How may I help you today, please?
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Shelly. My husband is Jerry. And we got charged 2 months in a row for she said it was some kind of sweepstakes that we never did. And now I have to suck it up, she said, for March, and they paid some off of April. She said I need to talk to someone in your department.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. No problem. I know you said your first name was Shelly. Your husband's name was Jerry?
Yep. Jerry. J-E-R-R-Y.
Could you verify y'all's last name, please?
Spencer. I'm sorry. I thought I
said no problem. I probably just didn't hear it, to be honest. 3957 Shamokin Trail, Lutherburg, Pennsylvania. Is that correct, your address?
Yep, Shamokin Trail, Lutherburg, PA 15848.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am, I do see this is for the app called the Bite Tub. And yes, ma'am, however, so this is definitely fraud on your account?
Yeah.
We never even did anything like that.
Okay, it does look like.
I told him last month that that wasn't me, and she still said, well, you're going to have to suck it up. And I said, well.
Suck it up? Oh, no.
Whenever they put it on here again this month, I said, I'm not sucking 2 months up. You can
see, you did call in.
Yeah.
On April 4th. Let me look at your account. You called in on April 4th, but the last time you were charged was April 3rd.
Yeah.
No, but they charged me in March and April because it was on my last bill and it's on my this bill.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And I do see you probably hadn't seen the new bill yet, but yes, ma'am, we do take fraud very seriously. We'll be glad to work with your local authorities, have them verify the IP address of the device that was used to make this purchase to open an investigation. Is that okay with you, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And let's see.
See, people are hacking everybody's stuff. They hacked
yes,
my
ma'am.
Bank account. At my
oh,
bank.
No.
Both of my bank accounts. I don't know what they're getting all this junk, and this is this.
I don't either. I've had mine hacked several times in the last year. I bet it's been hacked 4 times.
Don't you understand my frustration?
Yes, I definitely do. I definitely do, and it almost caused me to get my power turned off, so I understand.
And they tell me, yes, you did, because it's on here. I'm like, well, no, I didn't. I'm not in Australia. I've never been there.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes, ma'am. What I did, I went ahead and refunded the $59.89. So that means you're going to get 2 refunds for March and April in the amount of $59.89. She issued one. I issued one. So you will get.
$44.91. She issued me.
She only issued you how much?
$44.91. She told me.
Okay, yes. Well, this is another person back on April 4th.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know what's going on.
But I went ahead, so you got 1 refund of $44.91 and 1 refund of $59.89.
Okay.
And you'll get all, well, you should have one back by now. The other will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. I made sure you will have no future charges whatsoever. Would you like a confirmation number, please, ma'am?
Yeah, can you just give me 1 second?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
C as in Charlie.
92.
Oh, I'm sorry. 05.
05.
07.
07.
85.
85.
2.
Charlie is C920507852.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can help you with today, please?
No, I just don't understand. They're doing weird stuff every now and then. It just irks me. Every month,
yes, ma'am.
On this card or something on. I never had problem with my Discover or nothing. They didn't. But this card is seeming to get hacked. It's a new card. That's probably why. All right. I appreciate your help, ma'am. You have a wonderful day.
You too, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great afternoon. Bye-bye.